On a recent day at Jasmine's Caribbean restaurant, the staff were busy getting ready for what they hoped would be a bustling dinner crowd. The restaurant, which opened a year ago, is in the heart of Times Square, and Christmas and New Year's are usually one of the busiest times of the year. But with New York now the U.S. epicenter of the COVID outbreak, owner Jasmine Gerard says there is a problem.
For all business, I mean, we all are suffering at this time right now. I mean, for me, thank the Lord, I was able to open up in the pandemic and I had an opportunity to do so. But everyone is really struggling and we definitely need people to come back to New York City.
Last month, the Biden administration reopened U.S. borders to vaccinated tourists for non-essential travel. Visitors have trickled back into New York City, particularly Times Square, but not nearly to the pre-pandemic levels. According to local officials, about 270,000 people walk through Times Square each day during the month of December. That's about 100,000 less than before the pandemic. And about 25% of all the businesses in Times Square remain closed. Many are restaurants. Look closely on the side streets, and it's noticeably quieter.
Just on Wednesday, more than 43,000 people in New York City tested positive for COVID-19. The numbers are rising so high, so fast, that officials have decided to scale back the famous New Year's Eve ball drop celebration here in Times Square from 70,000 spectators to just 15,000. And everyone will have to show proof of vaccination and wear a mask.
I think we're cautious. I think that at this point, you know, we're keeping an eye on the positivity rate, but it's not worrying us to a point where we're stopping.
Back at Jasmine's, they've seen this movie before, having struggled through last winter's COVID wave.
We were able to survive at that time. And then, you know, word of mouth spread, Broadway opened.
But now it's the sequel and another COVID surge taking its toll on Times Square and on its biggest night of the year.
One Happy New Year!
Gabriel Elizondo, Al Jazeera, New York.